Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Podcast with Strangers. My name is Mathushin.
And my name is Sheridan.
I go by Matt, though.
I go by Sheridan.
Do you think I should start going by my full name again? The reason I do my short name, Matt, is for a couple of reasons. One, I don't like the history behind my name. Two, I think it's just too long for some people to pronounce. And I think Matt is a little bit more, people will remember it more.
I think it's what you want.
Yeah, it is what I want. I like it. But some people are like...
I like let people close to me call me Cher, but like everyone calls me Sheridan. Do you know what I mean?
Do you think me changing my name to Matt, which is more of a Western name, me trying to hide my culture? Some people think that me going by Matt is like me, for back of better words, whitewashing my name.
I think... If you are intending it that way, I think it's all
no,
about intention.
No, but it's not. It's not intentional. I genuinely like when people... It's just way easier, and it's just simpler.
I think you should change your name to Sheridan.
Join that is plan. A guy's name, too.
I know. It's usually a last name.
Unisex.
Fun fact, I'm named after a liquor.
Fun fact. I don't know what I was named after.
That's cool.
Yeah. How was your weekend, Sheridan?
It was good.
My weekend was good, too.
Carved a pumpkin. And, yeah.
Yeah, my weekend was very good. I had a great weekend.
So this episode of Podcast with Strangers, we're going to be talking about...
Finding yourself.
Yes.
Do you think you found yourself?
Not at all.
I don't think anyone has found their self. Have you found yourself, Max? Not in the slightest. Yeah, I don't think...
I think like there's stuff I've learned about myself at this point in my life that I understand about myself more. But I don't think I don't think I know who I am. And I don't think I personally don't think I ever think... I personally don't think I will ever fully know who I am.
How will you ever know if you have found yourself?
That's what we're going to talk to you about
today.
That's
another question. Yeah, so today we're going to talk about finding yourself, which is kind of funny because I was telling everyone, I haven't even found myself.
Yeah, but I think that's what's important about it. It's like that you'll get some, I don't know, I feel like in high school I fully thought everyone knew who they were and knew what they were doing. I think it's important to kind of know that no one really knows what's going on. When I learned that in end of high school, it made me feel a lot better.
No, even if people may seem like they have everything figured out, the chances are they do not. And that's our cue to start the episode. Okay, guys, we have our first guest. I don't think Cassandra is considered a guest anymore because she's not a stranger. She's our best friend. And we have Ethan Esposo, who's a fan of the show.
Yes.
One of our biggest fans of the show.
I guess.
Yes. Let's just say so.
I'm an avid listener.
Of the show. Today we're talking to our guests about finding themselves.
Okay.
All right. It's a big topic. So would you say that you know yourself and you found yourself?
At this point in my life? I mean, you're asking me. Like, how old are you?
Your age. I should be 19. Are you 19?
Yeah, I'm 19. Yeah. You're asking me if I found myself at 19?
I was just telling them. Like, I haven't found myself. I don't think anyone has found
myself. Yeah. I think living life is like... in the process of always finding yourself and like learning new things about yourself. I feel like even like people like who are like, I guess like, I don't want to say old. I mean like who have lived their like years, I feel like still discover new things about themselves. You know what I mean?
I think you may know yourself well, but you are always discovering something about yourself. So Cassandra said that she has found herself, the person that was on last week and just sat down. She said she has found herself, but she's still discovering and evolving every day.
Yeah.
At what point in your life were you most lost?
Lost?
Throughout your 19 years.
Ooh. That's the second question? Okay. Man, I would say like post, like, you know, like when in COVID, like they shut down school and then like we didn't go back after that. I feel like post that, where it was just like all I'm doing is that, like, staying at home, not really talking to anybody. School is kind of getting stressful. I feel like that and like a succession of events that followed that really like, yeah, I was really lost at that point because I was like,
are you still in that process of being lost, or have you recovered from it?
I say like, you know, moving to like university, spending more time like downtown and stuff has really helped that. But yeah, I'd say so, but like, you know, maybe like one foot out the door, one foot in kind of thing.
So I was gonna say my next question is for those who are in similar situations who are somewhat lost, would you have any advice for them?
Advice: surround yourself with people who value you and people who I guess, like, man, you know, people who value you and people who are there to support you. And I feel like a lot of times when we feel lost in life, it's when the people that we thought supported us or cared about us, like, leave, because that's something that, you know, really affects people. Mm-hmm. And I feel like you have to realize that when people walk out or leave your life for whatever reason, there's always something to learn from that. And there's always, like, a way to move on from that, because, you know, every relationship, I feel like, leaves a piece, like, in you. Like, a part of that always affects you, right? So I feel like it's just important that you try to find people that can support you. Not that, like, codependency mm-hmm. or anything, but, like...
Do you think that... So, yes, people come and go in everyone's life. Yeah. But some people, when they're going through a tough time of someone leaving them, their friends say, if it's meant to be, it'll happen. It can be for friends. It can be for a relationship. Do you believe in that? If it's meant
people,
to be...
People tell me that, and I'm someone who holds on to people, like, a lot. So when people say, oh, it's either, like, they're around for a long time or, like, a short time, but they're, like, in, like, you know what I mean? You can't mm-hmm. control when they leave. And it's, like, I'm also someone who, like, I guess I blame myself sometimes for, like, when people leave and, like, you know, the friends that mm-hmm. I don't have anymore. And I feel like when people tell me that, it's, like, okay, but what if I did something differently? What if I did this or that? And so... I really think that, like, if it was meant to be is kind of just, like, saying, like, accepting that things happened. Mm-hmm. But I feel like sometimes, you know, things can always turn out differently, but you'll never know. So I guess, like, it's true, and it's also not true in that kind of sense. You know what I mean?
I think it's important to know that from every relationship you learn something, right?
Yeah.
So even if it is meant to be, if it's not meant to be, no matter what, maybe you messed up, maybe you did something wrong. But at the end of the day... you've learned something from that.
Exactly.
And me and Sheridan talked about this a couple episodes ago where we were saying, don't you wish you never went through those tough times? And Sheridan said, I'm happy I did, because now I've learned from it. And
exactly.
I've learned an experience from it. So, I agree. You should surround yourself with not too many people, just people mm-hmm. that value you and people that know your worth. And All right, everyone. Our next guest is...
James,
how are you today, James?
Good.
How has your day been? Has it just started?
I have class this morning, like 10.
Where do you, what class?
RTA 180, music and
film. Music and film. I had that course. How do you like it?
It was kind of
boring.
Yeah.
No, I had the course.
I mean, like, some of the course, like, the content is not really clear. Like, explained by the professor, so...
Anyways, back on topic. Today we are asking our guest a question, and it's related about finding yourself. And let me just start off by asking you, do you think you found yourself?
Not really, but, like, still in the process of finding myself, who I truly am. But, yeah, still, like, in the process.
What is the process like? Is it just, like, living your life? Like,
I think it's, like, finding what, like... deep inside in myself, like, who I really am. It's like, cause, like, the environment's changing, and I just came here like 3 months ago.
Where are you from?
I'm from Malaysia.
Malaysia.
So, like, still in the process of, like, finding who I truly am. So, I guess in the halfway, like 50%. But not.
How was the transition from Malaysia to here? Did you come with anyone else?
No, I've come here by myself.
Just by yourself?
Yeah.
So how was that transition? Must have been...
tough.
Pretty big. Completely different country, right?
Yeah. And I flew like 25 hours, so... Yeah.
25-hour flight? I can't even sit in a car ride for an hour without getting agitated.
Yeah.
At what point in your life do you think you were most lost?
I would say, like, after a breakup, because I just broke up like 1 or 2 years ago, mm-hmm. and like I completely lost. I don't know who I am, and like, yeah, cause like the person who, my ex is like, make me feel who I really am and makes me more confident. But since the breakup, I feel like I kind of getting lost.
Mm.
Yeah.
Do you think that it's a good thing that she's the reason for your confidence, or do you think that it's important to find confidence without the need for someone?
I would say, like, she makes me more confidence, mm-hmm. and, like, more brave, like, to be myself instead of, like, you know, mm-hmm. not really be myself.
Yeah.
But after that, I feel like I kind of, like, close myself, like I don't want to, you know, open myself to.
Are you scared to date again?
Yeah, sometimes, but I try my best to, but still in the progress of that.
Are you still lost, or have you gotten past the breakup? And
now it's like not completely lost, but still, like, you know, starting getting better and try new stuff and everything.
How long were you guys dating?
For a year and a half, but like we have a long distance, so.
Oh.
Yeah.
When did you guys break up?
Huh?
When did you guys break up? 1 or 2 years ago, right?
Yeah. I think 1.5 years.
How long was the distance?
So we are in a relationship when I'm in Malaysia, but then she flew to US.
Oh.
She studied in US, so.
I see.
And then we have a long, very kind of long distance, so.
Do you think long distance can work, or did it just not work out for you guys?
For me, I think it works, but depends on the situation and the persons. Mm-hmm. I'm fine with it, just like, you know, she needs someone to beside her, like, you know, to hang with, to mm-hmm. do everything together, mm-hmm. something like that.
So in the process of you finding yourself, what has helped? So you're still finding yourself, discovering yourself. What helps with that, that process?
I would say the people around me. Because, like, I think the people around me is more important to how you really can find yourself in terms of, like, because some people can, you know, like, let you really open yourself and really find who you are. But some people is, like, you know, they might be very judgment, like, mm-hmm. so that you might not that really express yourself.
So supportive friends and have you made a lot of friends since coming down here? Are you still working on it?
Still. How's that been?
Is it hard?
Kinda.
What's holding you back from?
I mean, like, online classes and everything. Mm-hmm. It doesn't really have much people, like many people in downtown, something like that. So yeah.
Mm-hmm. So what would you say to someone who went through a similar situation of, you know, long distance, and going through a breakup? Did you break up with her, or did she break up with you?
She break up.
So it was a little bit more harder since she got to control how it happened. So what advice would you give for someone who's similarly, you know, long distance? Because there are so many people right now that are going through long distance, especially with university. Because you go from, you know, in high school, you see that person every single day for 5 days, for 8 months. And then you go to, like, completely different locations, and, like, it tests your relationship.
Yeah.
So what advice do you have for those in a long distance relationship, but also people that just have recently got out of a relationship and feel lost?
I would say, like, trust your partners, and try to find time for each other, because, like, I feel like sometimes communication is very important for, like, each other, and if there's any problem, like, say it out instead of, like, you know, keep things inside, since, you know, you guys are not at the same place. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I would say that is a big part of it. And for me, I would say, like, I stay consistent to, like, you know, keep in touch and everything. Mm-hmm. But yeah, just
trust.
Yeah,
trust and openness,
James. And communications
and communication. Yeah. Well, James, you made another friend today. You made 3 new friends today. Or two new friends?
You already knew Sheridan.
Well, you made 2 new friends today. And thank you so much for opening up. And I hope I can help as well in the process of you finding yourself, because I'd love to be your friend. And yeah, thanks for sitting down with us.
Thank you.
For 5th guest here, and your name is?
Georgia.
Georgia. That's a nice name.
Georgia.
Hi, Georgia. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. How's your day going?
It's going.
Just started?
Yeah, pretty much.
Nice. You just wake up?
No, I was just studying at a cafe, and then my laptop died.
Now what? Going home?
I have to run errands.
Doesn't it suck being a grown-up?
I don't like to think about it too much, honestly.
It's just so much work. Remember when you were in high school, you just woke up, go to school, come back, do homework, repeat? I gotta wake up and emails and this and that. Anyways, that's off track. I'm just complaining about my life. Today we're asking our guest a question about finding yourself.
Okay.
And I'm gonna start off by asking, do you think you found yourself?
No, absolutely not.
Why do you say that?
Everything's changing all the time. I don't know. Spent the last year and a half locked in my room, so.
How was that?
I learned a lot about myself, but I think that I have yet to explore how that impacts my life outside of COVID.
Did you have a tough time with COVID?
I did. I grew up in a small town, so when things start down, I didn't see a single person at all.
Not even in, like, grocery stores and stuff like that? Like, very
streets were empty.
What town do you live in?
It's called Goderich.
Is this Ontario?
Yep.
Ooh, must be really small. I haven't heard of it. Yeah.
Just under 8,000 people.
That is small.
Yeah, my graduating class is like maybe 60 people by the end of it.
Of high school?
Yeah.
How about elementary school? You probably saw the same exact 60 people, no?
I was at the same school, grade 7 through 12.
Oh.
So I didn't have like a...
Do you feel like because you were in a small town, like you had no choice but to be friends with those people that were in that small town?
Yeah.
How's that?
Not good for self-development.
Yeah. So how was the transition from that to university? Was it like, oh my God, there's so many people out here?
I thought it would be a bigger change, but maybe because of COVID, like there weren't many people around where most of my experiences came from just being in the city, not so much being at university. So
would you say you're lost right now, or what point of your life would you say you were the most lost?
Right now? Yeah.
Why would you say you're most lost now?
Not in school, and just like anything feels possible, I guess. Like, it's a positive thing, but I haven't quite found my direction yet. Mm-hmm. I'm very jealous of other people who actually know what they want to.
At least they think they know what they want to do, or acting like they think they know what they want to do, or acting like they know they've got everything figured out.
That's true.
I can just use me as an example. I think at least once a week I wonder, am I ever going to make it in media production? Should I just quit, go into finance, be a banker or something like that?
Don't go into finance.
Nah. You're in economics, correct?
I was in economics. My sister's an accountant.
How does she like that?
No.
So you're lost. What are you doing about being lost or feeling lost? Are you just like letting it happen and going with the flow of things, or...
I think that it will present the most opportunities, so I'm just looking for those opportunities.
Looking at the speck of brightness in the...
Yeah, I guess. You know, if you don't know, if you haven't put yourself on a path, you can choose any path. Mm. So you just have to keep your eyes open and look for it.
That's true. Wow, holy shit, that was deep. What in your life has helped you learn about yourself, though? So through COVID, what about COVID? Was it just like being able to sit with your thoughts a lot? Like, what about?
Because I couldn't look for validation from other people because I couldn't see those other people, I learned how to give that validation to myself. And then I learned what actually makes me happy and what actually makes me feel fulfilled in life.
And what does make you feel happy and fulfilled in life?
Exploring, knowing as much as I can, seeing as much as I can. So I love reading, walks. Like, I love to travel and watching restrictions get lifted so I can start to plan those traveling.
That's nice.
Things again, like, that has helped.
Are you hopeful?
Sometimes.
Sometimes you're not?
Sometimes I'm not.
What do you do when you're not? Do you just feel it out? What do you tell yourself when you're not as hopeful?
I go back to the things that I know make me happy. Reading, walks. Very therapeutic.
What would you say to someone that is in a similar situation where they're very much like lost, whether it be in their career path or just like in general in life, like in this stuck in this place between where like, I don't know what to do. I don't know what my purpose is. I don't know what my path is.
Don't listen to anyone else, because only you know what's best. And if it takes you some time to figure it out, that's fine. But if you never explore those options, you'll never see the light at the end of the tunnel. Like, you have to kind of be willing to take some risks to see what actually works for you. And like, you're lost now, but you won't be lost forever.
You'll figure it out.
Yeah, and you just have to let yourself figure it out.
So what's next for you?
University applications.
Back at Ryerson?
I am applying. we'll see if I actually go.
Hey, it's right down the street from Page One. You can see Page One every day.
But, like, I live around here, too, so I don't need to go to Ryerson to go to Page One.
True. This is true. You moved from your small town to Toronto?
Yep.
How's that? Must have been fun. I'm guessing.
I love the city. I'm not a small town person, but I grew up by the beach, so I miss having, like, a beach to go to, snowboard, ski, so I miss having trails and stuff nearby. Mm-hmm. So the urban living is a change, but I'm a big fan of the food. There's so many food options. So
I'm guessing compared to the small town, was it like, were you getting sick and tired of the food there?
Not necessarily. Just my favorite foods now I didn't know existed 2 years ago.
That's cool. Just discovering stuff?
Yeah.
Do you feel like you're living a completely different life now that you're downtown in Toronto compared to when you were in your small town?
Yes.
That's such a cool feeling. Do you feel like you're just, like, living, like, is it scary?
It's terrifying.
Why so?
It just adds to having everything you know change. I don't know, like, it's one thing to move from one city to another city, but your entire way of living changes. Mm-hmm. So you either try and hold on to those things or you accept the changes, which both things are equally hard.
Mm. You either adapt or get left behind.
Yeah.
Change. We don't like it. We fear it. But you need it. I mean, you adapt or you get left behind. That's a Grey's Anatomy quote. You watch Grey's Anatomy?
I do watch Grey's Anatomy.
I ask every single guest this question. Do you actually watch, like, religiously?
I haven't watched probably since, like, season 15. Oh. I have kind of kept updated, but I don't.
You want to spoil it?
Yes.
I can't even put this on because people are going to get pissed at me for spoiling. Well, now it's just a conversation between us. I'll just bleep all of this out. Anyways, thank you so much for finally sitting down and talking to us two episodes later.
Sorry.
We were literally sitting there like, oh, we need guests. And I was so close to coming inside the cafe and just going, anyone want to talk to us, please? But I'm glad
you should do that.
I feel like I'd get kicked out from there if I came in there.
No, they'd love it.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like I'm kind of loud when I'm in there.
So is everyone else.
That's true, yeah. Like, I know when we were eating last week, I felt like I was talking so loud. But, like, I'm just a very loud person. Georgia, beautiful name.
Thank you
for sitting down with us.
Thank you for having me.
And I know everything will work out because, again, if you're not on a pathway, you get to. What did she say?
If you haven't put yourself on a path, you can choose any path. You just gotta look for it.
Damn. Do you even know you said that?
No.
Isn't this so deep now that you read it back? Well, yeah. There you go. Do you know what path you're going on yet? Or are you still picking?
I think I know. I don't know.
Does that feel good?
I don't know if it's the right choice. I don't know if there is a right choice.
You never know until you try.
Exactly.
Thank you so much for sitting down with us. All right, everybody. Okay. Welcome back to Podcast with Strangers, a special edition where we interview our technical director, Max von Schilling. Max.
Hello. I don't know. I didn't want to say howdy because that's what I said last time.
No, I think that should be your signature word.
That's my signature word.
Yeah,
okay.
Let's try it again.
I like that. Okay.
Max von Schilling.
Howdy.
There we go.
Nailed
Max,
it.
How are you today?
I'm doing fine, I guess. I haven't had much to eat. I already told you I had a scone and some tea for breakfast. But
you know what? We'll go grab some pizza. We'll grab some pizza to go.
That's a good idea. We had some last week after we were done filming.
How was that?
It was delicious. I came home. I packed up. I didn't eat all of it. I came home and instantly I was like, I want the rest.
Yeah,
so I just
too.
Had the rest. Like,
if I was being honest, I left a pizza in the car overnight by accident.
Okay. Well, this is a safe space. I'm glad you're being honest.
Yeah, thanks so much, Max. It's been a tough couple of weeks since that moment. Max, how do you like working for Podcasts with Strangers?
I'm really enjoying it. I went to an arts high school and I was in the film program. And being in that film program, you always got a lot of opportunity to help out with other projects. You got to be on set, you got to be in the films, you got to help out, give critiques, whatever. And I think over COVID, and especially like leading up to COVID, I also took a gap year. So I sort of had this really long stretch where I wasn't really doing much. I loved helping out on projects. And
you had a tough time with COVID, no? Your experience with COVID?
Yeah, yeah. I'm very much a hypochondriac. I get scared of sort of sickness and stuff. So I really entered quite an isolation, I suppose, which everyone did. But I really, you know, took that quite seriously. And I think it also impacted because, you know, from even not looking at the, you know, sickness side of things, it was also just I wasn't in school during that year. So like the whole March to basically September when I started at Ryerson that following year was just I didn't have any I don't want to say drive because I had, you know, drive to do other things, but there was nothing that was really guiding mm-hmm. me to do things. Yeah.
Do you think you found yourself?
Not at all. You know,
is that okay?
I'm coming to terms with it, I think, because I think over my last year in the 4 years of high school were just, I think I'm very much someone who thinks that your whole life you spend finding yourself, learning more about yourself. And I think there are different eras in your life, and each one of those you have to find yourself, and then a new era will come along and you have to find yourself in that. And I spent the 4 years of high school, I consider that a bit of an era, and it took a long time to sort of find who I was as high school Max. And I think I got there in grade 12. I had sort of found, you know, there a lot of the interviews that we've conducted today, they sort of talk about friends, relationships, whatever, where they accept who you are, you accept who they are, and it sort of creates this space where you can find who you are. And I really felt like I achieved that. And I'm still friends with those people to this day, and feels good in that way. But I think...
Do you think that COVID messed up or kind of interfered with that process of you finally being able to find yourself, and then now COVID came in the way and kind of like took that away from you?
I think so. I've been thinking about this quite a lot lately, and I think that I did a lot of self-searching and self-realization during COVID, but then sort of coming out here, I didn't know how to apply that. Like it was all in my head. It was all, I did this self-realization, figured out how to apply it in my room. And then I exit my room and I'm like, oh, okay, I don't really know. Because mm-hmm. the last time I was around everyone, I was 2019 Max. Mm-hmm. You know, I was the person that I was back then in just in so many ways different. And then I come out and now I'm 2021 Max. And, you know, 2 years, you change a lot in 2 years. And I felt like I kept reverting back to 2019 Max. And I wanted, yeah.
Was 2020 COVID Max during pandemic isolation lockdown, was that the time of your life you felt most lost? What point in your life did you feel most lost?
I'd probably say it's right now I feel most lost, because sort of bringing back to what I said there of like 2021, like I'm finally getting back out into the world a little bit. And it's sort of, it's very weird because I think to bring it back to the 2020, Matt, like I think I just really stuck to my guns. Like I went into lockdown. I knew what I liked. You know, I liked to watch movies. I liked to talk to my friends. I liked to spend time with my family. And I did all those things, and I did them every single day for a full year. And now coming out of it, it's sort of like, well, what do I enjoy outside of that? What else do I have? And I think these past few months since getting vaccinated and, you know, things opening back up has been a lot of sort of trying to really look within myself and question not only do I still enjoy these things, but also what do I enjoy? Like what gives me that drive? What makes me want to be a better person? What, I don't know, what interests me?
What steps are you taking to find yourself even further and discover more about yourself?
I think letting myself take chances. And I say that letting myself take chances on things that I might feel self-conscious about doing, because I think one of the things that the pandemic caused was just me to really root myself in who I thought I was, and now I feel like I'm a different person, but I'm still hanging on to those roots. And I think just when I feel the urge to do something that, you know, me 2 years ago might not have wanted to do or might not be interested in doing, but I feel that now, that's one of the steps of just being like accepting and being like, well, this interests me, why not take that approach?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. Is this a part of your discovery? Taking a chance on podcasts with strangers?
Oh, of course. I mean, it's the first production I'm involved with at Ryerson, which is something that I always, you know, outside of projects, you know, like yeah. it's the first thing that is not a school project for Marks. Like, it's just something I'm doing because I want to help out. I want to be involved. And I would say, you know, I'm not just saying that because I technically work for you or whatever. Like, I genuinely mean,
you're not going to get fired. Don't worry. I'm not going to fire you.
Yeah, it's just, it's something where I feel like I finally have an outlet to sort of, I felt very creatively wound up, I guess. And there's a bit of an outlet here in feeling like I'm doing something, like I'm achieving something. You know, every week I can look at the episode and be sort of like, I helped make this. From my hands, I was a part of it and helped make it. And there's something really satisfying about that, and something that really gives me, you know, I'm constantly learning to put sort of words to emotions and understand the things I'm feeling. Maybe not even the things I'm feeling, but the things I do, and sort of putting the emotions to that. And I think that the satisfaction that comes from these episodes and helping out here has been one of those things where I've really been grateful for, and really, I guess, been able to say and point to, like, that makes me feel good. I want to go further down that path.
And yeah. So will lead to other paths.
Mm-hmm.
And just
exactly, yeah, and I'm very I'm so excited to continue on this, and then just see where else it goes, and what the other classes bring, what other productions bring, what, you know, just everything else that's to come. Yeah.
Well, that was a special edition of Podcast with Strangers ish yeah, with limited Max edition. Von Schilling, limited edition. And you know, I think what's important to know is I think we're all discovering ourselves constantly, because the world is constantly and is ever changing, and so are we, because we need to adapt to the world.
Mm-hmm. Life is just adaptation.
Yep, that's exactly. All. It is. It's what we were born to do. It's evolve. Mm-hmm. And I think COVID was a testament to that.
Yeah,
the
for
entire
sure.
world had to change its way of life, and it just put our human abilities to the test. And a lot of us were able to do it perfectly fine. A lot of us had trouble with it. But life's not always going to be easy.
Yeah. That's something that I've come to accept in the last little while is no matter what, life is monotonous. Life is not a perfect utopia, you know? It's just...
And I think that's what makes it better, too.
No, yeah, exactly.
I think the struggles that we go through in life really help us out at the end of the day. We yeah. reflect on it 10, 20 years later, and we're like, that moment in my life, COVID, that breakup, that loss, has now taught me how to deal with those emotions.
Yeah.
Deal with similar situations.
Of course. And also, I think looking back, you can see the good in it. Like, even, you know, like I, you know, as I've said, COVID was a very difficult thing, but it allowed me to stay connected to my friends in a way that I probably would. Like, we talked, and it's something you said where, you know, you have all those calls and talk and everything. Mm-hmm. And it's something where, you know, with everything coming back, it's sort of, you know, going down, people are getting back to their lives. But I'm still incredibly grateful for that, and being able to speak with them so much and just sort of have that outlet, I guess. Yeah. Sorry to interrupt, but it just came to mind.
I'll never be sorry. Always interrupt. Yeah. Anyways. Thanks for sitting down with us, Max.
Of course. I loved it.
Yeah. Can you, like, go make sure that it's in focus?
That's in focus?
No, I'm joking. Okay.
Sheridan's doing a great job.
Great job, Sheridan. Yeah. We're all discovering ourselves. We're all finding ourselves. And you may feel lost during this period. I know I feel lost right now, quite honestly. But I know it's okay, because this too shall pass.
Exactly. Why are you stopped talking?
I just had an emotional
reflection.
You need
to process it?
Yeah,
that's fair.
Process.
Well, I'm processing the pizza.
Oh, yeah, we just ordered pizza, guys. We're going to go get pizza. Thank you so much for listening, everyone.
Thank you guys for listening.
Thank you,
and
Max
Von
Schilling behind the camera. Thank you to
Make
all
sure
of
to check out our Instagram. Yes. See some little clips and some giveaways we have going on right now.
And
we have going on when we have this episode. Yeah. But we usually have a few going on, which is really cool.
Just in general, follow us on all of our social media. Like, download this podcast. And yeah, we'll see you next episode. Have a great day, everyone.
Bye.
Bye-bye.